Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and this week I'll be sharing my year-end mixtape, and we're also going to talk about some of the people we lost in music in 2019. But first, our favorite albums of the decade.
We have 2010 to 2019, just passed. What is the best music of this decade? That took a lot of consideration.
No doubt. And to me, just picking out one or two albums, which we are about to do.
Well, that's all we're going to do.
Albums that represent the entire decade for us is a difficult task. But, you know, when it came right down to it, the records that I chose, Jim, as I know is true for you as well, these albums just resonated over time.
Yeah.
They continue to amaze me and move me, and, you know, they really stand up over time. I have to say this about Frank Ocean's Blonde, which is my album of the decade, one of my two albums of the decade for sure, released in 2016. I can put this on at any time, and it puts me in a particular headspace that I just love going back to over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just a wonderful record. And I loved the preceding record that he had put out, Channel Orange.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great record, 2012. But the thing I love about Blonde, the songs were perhaps less conventionally structured than the ones on Channel Orange, but in many ways more moving, if that's possible, than that record. Because I think what we saw is Ocean stripping away everything that wasn't absolutely necessary to this music. So what we were left with on many of the tracks is just his voice and a guitar and maybe some keyboards, maybe even less than that.
Mm-hmm.
The way he orchestrated his voices on this record is just incredible. It's like he's playing characters in a play or a movie scene. And throughout the record, they're having this conversation that's going on, the vulnerability that is exposed in these records. I'm hearing things like echoes of church hymns, bossa nova, the Beatles, Here, There, and Everywhere, those kind of really intimate music that puts you in a kind of, you know, when I say spiritual place, it sounds corny and hokey, and maybe it is, but it kind of puts me in that space. The other thing about Frank Ocean that's amazing is that this guy has made such dominant records, such records that have resonated with people, and nobody really knows that much about him.
No, he's a cipher.
He's a mystery. And the thing that I love about this record, there's an element of nostalgia, there's an element of warmth here, but it's about, you know, that those lines, going back to Brian Wilson and God Only Knows, you know, it's over in no time, the best life, he says this on this record. And that last song where he talks about the table is prepared for you. What was I doing for the last 4 years? I was making this record for you. You know, that just gets me every time. Here's a track that kind of encapsulates some of that sense of things passing, innocence gone. Pink and White from Frank Ocean, the Blonde record, one of my albums of the decade.
That's the way every day goes, every time we've no control. If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. Nod my head, don't close my eyes, halfway on a slow move. It's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south. Up north's getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land, so I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive, won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me, showed. You showed me love, glory from above, regardless, dear. It's all downhill from here.
Pink and White by Frank Ocean. An incredible record, Greg, I agree. My second best album of this decade, we'll get to our number ones in a second, is Courtney Barnett. Sometimes I sit and think, and sometimes I just sit. 2015. What an incredible artist Courtney Barnett is. She has a novelist's eye for detail, a poet's ability to perfectly encapsulate a memorable phrase, and Kurt Cobain's power of giving us an incredible gut punch, rock and roll-wise, at the same time that she's giving us extraordinary melodies. Both of them, my artists of the decade, also have only released two albums in this decade. They're taking their time. They are completely spontaneous on stage and on album, and yet they're not giving us a lot of noise, a lot of product. You get the sense that this whole star trip, this branding, this that all of those horrible words that are anathema to great art, I think, is secondary. They're giving us art when they feel they have art worthy of us hearing. And Barnett, you know, at one point on Sometimes I Sit and Think, Sometimes I Just Sit, tells us, put me on a pedestal, I'll only disappoint you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here we are now, entertain us, gabba gabba, we accept you, one of us. We're a community of like-minded people who care passionately about this art of popular music. Here's Elevator Operator from that Courtney Barnett first full album, debut 2015. Courtney Barnett, Elevator Operator. My number two album of the decade was Courtney Barnett's debut. Greg, your number one album of the decade.
What an amazing record. In fact, it was vying with the record that I'm going to play as my album of the decade, as the album of the year in 2015. I finally came down on the side of Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly,
but Kendrick
Courtney
has,
is right up there.
Kendrick is great, brilliant, absolutely. It's in my top 10 of the decade, but he hasn't been on Sound Opinions. Courtney has.
That's true. and it's interesting because To Pimp a Butterfly is my choice for the album of the decade, but he won the Pulitzer Prize for Music, the first non-classical, non-jazz album to be awarded that for Damn in 2017. Mm. So in some ways, I'm cutting against the grain here. Damn was the one that got the Pulitzer.
But no, I'm with you on Pimp a Butterfly.
I think To Pimp a Butterfly is one of the central pieces of music in the entire decade. It defined the Black Lives Matter movement to me better than any piece of music in the decade. He went from Good Kid, Mad City in 2012, where he was looking back at his life as a kid growing up in a really tough area of the country, where gangs ruled the universe, and he was trying to negotiate that divide between getting out and staying in and somehow trying to make the most of a what looked like a real struggle to survive, and shedding some light on that situation. And in To Pimp a Butterfly, it's that kid, the good kid in the mad city, coming out into the world and realizing this is just another form of prison, you know, for black people in this country. You know, it's not... You know, the prison is everywhere. It's all around you. It's a social, political prison as much as the one with the police stations and the gangbangers back in Compton was for him. So that realization brought home in a really vivid fashion with some of the most diverse music you will hear on any record made in the last couple of decades. You know, sort of a mini history of African-American music specifically, and actually going back to the deepest roots in Africa. The song I want to play, King Kunta, is based on a slave depicted in Alex Haley's novel Roots, the saga of an American family. And it's basically Kendrick's take on James Brown paying tribute to African music and the struggle that has been going on for centuries in this country for black freedom. King Kunta from Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly on Sound Opinions.
I got a bone to pick. I don't want you monkey mouth cause sitting in my throne again. I'm mad, but I ain't stressing. True friends, one question. Where you and I was walking, now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. Kunta, black man taking no losses.
Oh, yeah.
Where you and I was walking, now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. When you got the yams,
what's the yams?
The yam is the power that beat. You can smell it when I'm walking down the street.
Oh, yes, we can. Oh, yes, we can.
I can dig rapping. But a rapper with a ghost rider. What the f*** happened?
Oh, no.
I swore I wouldn't tell.
That is King Kunta. Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly is the album, my album of the decade. Jim, your album of the decade is?
Well, you know, it is tattooed, the band's name, here on my left arm, Greg. Lester Bangs said that when he saw the Ramones, it was as if everything he'd ever been hoping for in rock and roll had come to life on stage there at CBGB. And I kind of feel that way about Savages. You know, the art punk aesthetic of Wire or something like My Bloody Valentine merged with the songwriting power and ability of Nirvana, you know, instantly grabbing you, and a uniquely female energy. Three of the best instrumentalists that I've heard ever, right? I mean, Faye Milton, Issa Hassan, Gemma Thompson, doing what they're doing with guitar, bass, and drums, things that I didn't think I'd ever hear. This is going somewhere new, right? I mean, let's face it. We're you know, since the 50s, guitar, bass, drums, what else you got, right? These women were stretching the envelope. And then, you know, Jenny Beth, as front woman, take a little Patti Smith, take a little Kurt Cobain. I mean, take any great rock and roll front person you can name over the history of rock and roll, and it's that intense is her stage performance. I went with Silence Yourself, the 2013 debut, which is about, I think, trying to find individuality in this moment of conformity, of technological overload, of growing, you know, fascistic tendencies in society. Equally as inspiring was the second album. They only produced two in this decade, Adore Life, which is about the power of love to get over all of that. Both albums really are about the challenges we face and the power of love and believing in yourself as an individual to move forward. You know, anyway, I love Savages. If they never give us another album, they've given us two perfect ones in the last decade. I'm going to play Shut Up, which is, you know, an anthem, a warning, a protest, all of the above. You know, I hear anger, I hear disgust, I hear contempt, but I also hear a joy in being alive and in finding community with people who think like you do. Savages on Sound Opinion. Savages, Shut Up, my album of the decade, Silence Yourself. Man,
I love that record too, Jim. In fact, I think we're due for new music. I would love to hear new albums from Frank Ocean, Kendrick Lamar, Courtney Barnett, and Savages, the four artists that we named as our favorites from
It's absolutely true.
The 2010s.
But even if we don't get that,
yeah.
Their accomplishments
absolutely.
Between 2010 and 2019.
They left an indelible mark. Now we want to hear from you. What albums define the decade for you and why? Call and leave a message on our hotline, 888-859-1800. Coming up, I share my year-end mixtape. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.